The congregation is invited to stand as we sing the processional hymn. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Amen.
On behalf of our partner ministries, St. John Lutheran Church, School, Child Development Center, and Concordia University, Pastor Bruick and I welcome you to this time of worship, celebration, and praise as we remember and give thanks to God for the life, the faith, and the gifted service of our brother in Christ, Reinhold Marxhausen. May God's peace be with you as we celebrate the joy and the victory and the power of Easter that is ours this day. On April 24th, 1922, Reinhold Marxhausen was baptized into Christ and into his church. We now pause to remember holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With these words of invocation, words spoken over Reinhold and over us in baptism, we are reminded of the significance and power of that baptism of which St. Paul wrote in Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were therefore baptized into his
death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God, we too may live in God.
If we have been united with him in his death,
we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
As Reinhold was covered with Christ in baptism, the urn is now covered with a funeral pall. This cloth reminds us that the holiness, purity, and righteousness of Christ Jesus have completely covered Reinhold. Praise to you, O Christ. We begin our worship in the name of God the Father. He gave life to Reinhold and watched over him on his earthly journey. We begin our worship in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave his life that Reinhold and all people might have forgiveness of sins and heaven. We begin in the name of God the Holy Spirit. He lived in Reinhold from the day of his baptism and has kept him in faith throughout his life. We praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the blessings of Reinhold's life lived in his care. What is man that you are mindful of him, the Son of Man that you care for him? We praise God today for watching over Reinhold as his good shepherd. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." We thank God that physical death is no longer to be feared. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." We thank God today that his purpose is to save all people, Reinhold, you, and me.
For God so loved the world
that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labors. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Please be seated.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness to all your servants, especially Reinhold, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation is invited to join in singing the hymn, Amazing Grace. It is in Lutheran Service Book, page 744.
The first lesson is from 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. So now I charge you in the sight of all Israel and of the assembly of the Lord and in the hearing of our God, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Those in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to the Gospel of St. John, the 12th chapter. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we sing the sermon hymn.
God's grace and peace be to you. God's grace and peace be to you, Doris, to you, Carl, and Paul, and to your spouses, to grandchildren. God's grace and peace be to all of us, the people of God, brothers and sisters in Christ who gather this day. The tears still flow, and that's okay, even though the sounds of Easter echo. We gather today to remember, to honor one as a husband, a father, a grandpa, a colleague. But we also gather today in the ongoing Easter celebration to remember the blessings of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To remember what Christ has done for Mark's and for all people. The first time I met your husband, your dad, was when I was a freshman. They called it Concordia Teachers College then. We were coming out of chapel, out of Weller Hall, and heading towards the campus center, before it was called Janzow. And on the sidewalk was a chalk-written announcement, concert ahead. And as a freshman, well, take in anything that's free. I think it even said, free concert ahead. And then a public announcement was given for the concert by a man hanging out the third floor windows of Founders Hall. He looked a lot like Marxhausen. He was Marxhausen. Hanging out a window, and as freshman at a college, I'm like, wow, something's different about that guy. And he was giving a public announcement about the written announcement that the concert was going to begin, and then out of the window came some metal rods, one after another. And you watched them. And when they hit the concrete, they played Amazing Grace. That was the first time I met Professor Reinhold Marxhausen, as he shared his gifts with us coming from chapel. It's almost 30 years ago that I heard that concert, and I'm not sure if my first words out of my mouth included the word, wow, but I think it should have been there if it wasn't. Wow. Wow is a word I've been hearing this week as I have been listening, as I've been reading, as we've been talking. Wow is a word that you have shared as family. As we sat at Dad's bedside on Holy Saturday, as we knew death was drawing near, I heard the word wow. As you shared stories, Doris, wow was a word that came out of your mouth when I said, tell me about how you and Marks met. Wow. I mean, a student dating a professor. Cover your ears, President Friedrich. Wow. And then she said, but he had a car. And then I asked about your engagement, and you said, Mark said it something like this, Doris, you could go along with me on this summer assignment up in Montana if we were married. A romantic. Wow. Boys, you shared about a sandbox in the backyard. Many people knew him as an artist, as a friend, but only two knew him as dad. Wow. A sandbox that as adults you still went and sat in and traced and enjoyed God's creation. Wow, a year-long trip around the nation to share, to teach people in the church how to see God's creation. 1971, in that box on wheels, you traveled around the country. I'm not sure if your wow was, wow, that was a cool thing to do, or wow, we survived living like that for a year. There was also a wow in Marx's life as he went out into God's world, as we just sang in that combination of hymns. That everything was praising God, and he could look in creation, that which took God 6 days to create, God gave to Reinhold and to the whole world for us in our lifetime to look at God's design in all that there is, that which he created with simply his word. And Marxhausen could say, wow. In an art exhibit that is currently showing at the International Center of our church body, in St. Louis. The guide for the exhibit reads, "His found object art is a mere subtle nod to God's intricately devised creation. In trees and leaves and rocks and sky and flowers, there was a wow for this little son of God who could look at his father's world and take it all in." There was a wow among his colleagues. I had the privilege to be an art minor. I got to go to the art building once in a while. And so I sat down with some of the professors, active and retired and still active in retirement. I said, "Tell me about Marx." And Bill, you mentioned how he would critique. He'd come in and look at something you were working on, or Arlen, as you brought something over, and Marx would go, "Wow!" And then he would find those things in your work for which he would praise you, to encourage you. And then there was that life of this child of God as he interacted with people in classes, in the church, and in the community, and wherever he went. And it was like the wow of his life to go and to help people see. To see what God had created, had put together in the world around them. Either in the creative work of God or in that which human beings kind of left behind, those found objects that he would put together. One of his students, who now is teaching her daughter, shared with me on Easter evening about Marxhausen. She said, "I can't take the lint out of my lint trap in my dryer without going back to Marxhausen's art class." I didn't ask to see her utility room. I pictured this huge mound. And now it'll have dedicated to Marx. However, if our wows ended there, if our wows ended today simply about this man who could help us see, who worked in the arts, who was a father and a husband, if our wows would end just there, how sad a day this would be. For over time, though pieces of his artwork will be on display in different places, it's in the Capitol in Nebraska, it's in galleries in different places, it's in permanent collections, people could continue to display it, and some might recall a man named Marx. Others of us have been privileged to purchase a little piece that's been sitting on my counseling table for 28 years. But eventually, if that's all it is, he'll fade away just like his memory has been. Reinhold Marxhausen understood that there were more wows besides art and seeing. There was the wow of believing. In 1981, this casket was placed up here. 30 years ago, for a school chapel. And perhaps for some of you today who don't know about this casket, it's bugged you because it's been standing here. It shouldn't, it's empty. like believers' caskets. But 30 years ago in a school chapel, God led Reinhold Marxhausen to teach students in this Christian school to hear these words. And on that day, he stood inside that casket and read these words. I used to be afraid of death as anyone else, even though we know that Christ has conquered death. My hair used to be black. I'm changing. I'm dying. This is my casket. I paid $130 for it. When it came to my house in a cardboard box as a kit, I put it in the garage. I did not open it for a long time because I was afraid. Last summer, I glued the pieces together. It sits in my studio. I see it whenever I work. I stand in it most every day. I am no longer afraid. I think about death often. When I open my eyes in the morning, I'm surprised and happy. Another day for me, a gift unexpected, but this day may be my last. I know you are young, full of life ahead to look forward to. This is important. I'm 59. Some of you will die before me. Farmers don't throw their seeds away, they plant them. Old and shriveled people and seeds become new after death, like these beautiful flowers. This box is a symbol, a new space capsule for my meeting with God. A great new adventure lies before me. This box reminds me every day of God's grace and love. May it be for you also. Wow. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Wow! Seeds die. Mortals die. Death is real. And our brother in Christ, Reinhold Marxhausen, understood that. And we need to also. Death is a real wow. It's not the joyful wow. It's the wow of sadness. It's the wow of reality. It's the wow of how broken we are as sinful people. Caskets, death, they're around us because of sin in this world. And it was there in Marx's life. Creative, yes. A husband and a father, yes. A wonderful colleague, yes. A broken person, you bet. And yet Marx also understood beyond sin, there is that good news of the cross, for you see it in his work and you heard it in his words. For it's that cross that took our Savior Jesus Christ and his life, that took away the wow of sin and destroyed it. It no longer can hold us down. We can live. There's that ugly cross. And in that ugly cross is the beauty and the glory of the wow of God's grace. For Reinhold Marxhausen, for you, for the world. The wow of the cross. The wow of Good Friday. And then the wow of Easter. Because like a seed that is planted and dies, there is new life that sprouts forth. Paul, you were mentioning as you were driving over here Monday for us to visit. You were coming through the fields. And it was this text that came to mind. And you couldn't wait till we got together. And you said, where is it that talks? Jesus is talking about that seed dying and sprouting to new life. God gave you that vision of His creation on Monday to remind you of the resurrection and that hope that we have. Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seed." And the people of God on Sunday celebrated that new life, that resurrection, that empty tomb, that wow of Easter for all of us. Because Jesus, that one seed, was buried and has been raised and glorified by God. I pray as a spouse, Doris, as kids, Paul and Carl, as the people of God, continue to look at God's great design, and may God use the gifts that Marx gave to you as a husband, a father, as a colleague. May He help you see God's design in the creation around you. So remember Him, but never give up believing in the one whose wows change not just seeing, but believing. The one who was buried and raised again on Easter. The one who has assured us that indeed our urns, our caskets, and our graves will be empty, and we live because of Christ. Saturday night, Doris, when Marx was called home, we looked at our watches and you said, "We just missed Easter." And then we got talking and we commented that on that road trip in 71, you didn't make it to Maine. And you always want to go to Maine. And in that conversation, we said, "You know what? In Maine, it's already Easter." And so we decided we were on East Coast time Saturday night. But the reality is, it's Easter today. It's Easter tomorrow. It's Easter wherever God's people hold on to the good news of the resurrection. Wow! He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And amen. And now may God's peace, which is beyond our ability to understand, may it keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. And now as the people of God, we sing a response of our faith, and the choir will introduce this hymn to us.
pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your life and your peace. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life.
And that through the gate of death and the grave, we pass with him to our joyful resurrection.
Grant us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith your Holy Spirit, that we may lead us in holiness and righteousness. Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace,
that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind.
Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care,
that casting all our sorrow on you, we may know the consolation of your love.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, especially to Doris, Carl, and Paul and families, that they may have strength to meet these days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope in the communion of your church and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe in and comfort the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
Strengthen us.
We shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Awake my heart, arise my tongue, prepare a tuneful voice. In God the life of all my joys, aloud will I rejoice. Aloud will I rejoice. Voice and tune the pleasure scene, then hallelujah, love and rest, my celebrant, and my King, my Savior and my Savior.
Because of how God has used your husband and father and grandfather in the lives of various people, there are special groups that want to express their condolences and greetings. One who has already been assisting us in worship, but now officially as president of Concordia University, President Brian Friedrich, I invite you to come forward for your words for the family.
Thank you, Pastor Bruick, Doris, Carl and Jan, Paul, Kim, Ann, and Joel. And to all of you, greetings from Concordia University, where in our 117th year, we praise God, the one who gives life to everything, as we continue the joyful task of equipping students for lives of learning, service, and leadership to the church and throughout the world. We pray that the God of all hope would continue to bless, to fill you, as today we celebrate Mark's and his life, and as we continue this transition of life without Mark's physically present with us. In his video titled, A Time to See, Mark said, "Art helps us see the world in different ways." For Marx, art was a tool to see, to observe, to enjoy, to celebrate, to understand. Today, as we gather to celebrate his faith and his life, and to mark his touch on our lives and the lives of countless thousands, we also celebrate what was beyond those objects that Marx invited us to see through the shapes he created and the patterns he painted. We celebrate the one who gives life to everything, Jesus, the risen Christ. Concordia University is grateful, deeply, deeply grateful that in 1951, Marx accepted a call to teach biology, a call that he first threw in the trash can. And the then president had to call and remind him that we really wanted him to serve in ministry here. We are thankful that God allowed Marx to be a part of Concordia's community for almost 60 years. And during those six decades, in so many ways, Marx and Concordia became synonymous. Perhaps as much as any one person, Marx put Concordia, Teachers College, college, and today university on the map. Even as his mental and then physical health began to diminish and wane, his presence on campus was felt and was experienced through his sculpture, his mosaics, the gallery in his name, the house across the street. All of those were daily and constant inspirations and reminders to help us see God's world in different ways through art. We are thankful for all that God did in and through Marx to serve others and to enable all of us to see our Father's work, even those very ordinary, ordinary things. Earlier this week, a longtime friend of Marx sent me a letter which in part reads, "Marx is one of those names that stand alone, and we all know who it is. Surely, he is one of the most generously creative people in the history of Nebraska art education and the arts. I say generously because Marx truly shared his gifts with students, businesses, the young, the old, all of us, in the classroom, in the outdoors, on television. We are grateful for his life." Today, the Board of Regents, the faculty, the staff, our incredible students, in 20,000 Concordia alumni living all around God's world pause to give thanks and praise for the life, the work, the ministry of Reinhold Marxhausen. And as we do it in the words of the psalmist, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever." God's peace be with you.
As a called servant of the church, we also receive greetings from the Nebraska District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and I invite one of the vice presidents of the district, Pastor Arnold Jerkin, to share those words.
President Sommerfeld is unable to be here today because he's at the Council of Presidents meeting in St. Louis. So he sent me a letter by email and told me to read it to give some words of encouragement today. Dear Doris, Carl and Jan, Paul and Kim, Joel and Ann, grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I deeply regret that I am unable to be with you in person as you gather to receive the Lord's comfort and His resurrection strength at the memorial service for your dear Reinhold. I know that many dear friends and colleagues from over the years will be with you to pray, sing, and express compassion, the compassion of Christ to you. I have asked the Reverend Arnold Jerkin, who serves as a vice president of the Nebraska District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, to bring this letter of condolence to you on my behalf. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, God had Moses gather the Lord's chosen people to design and build a tabernacle to signify His gracious presence among them during their journey to the Promised Land. In Exodus 35:30, Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezaleel, son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for works of gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. So also the Lord chose Reinhold Marxhausen to craft artistic design in many mediums to demonstrate the awesome, inspiring, creative person and act of God and to communicate His overflowing love and mercy in the person, sacrifice, and victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Reinhold was given the privilege of expressing the wonders of God in artistic design in many Christian churches and entities, as well as public places for all to see and even to hear. He was given the gift to see in the ordinary the opportunity to fashion the magnificent. So God chose to transform Reinhold into one of His own through the very Son of God becoming human to rescue him and humanity for eternal life. I join you in celebrating that Reinhold is now in the presence of our Lord to fully see His splendor, the splendor of which Reinhold was enabled to give us a glimpse. Please permit me a personal memory. When I was a teen at Mount Olives Lutheran Church in Norfolk, Nebraska, your dear husband, father, grandfather, and family member came to my church to design an olive tree for the chancel of our church. He intently listened to the people of my home congregation and then designed an artistic rendering of a tree comprising of many shapes and sizes of wood that covered the front of the church within a giant arrow pointing to heaven. When I would worship the Lord, I wondered what piece of wood Reinhold had shaped to represent various members of my church family, including me. I was awed by his artistic gift. On behalf of the congregations, missions, schools, pastors, teachers, and the church professionals of the Nebraska District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, I offer you the peace that passes all understanding through faith in Jesus Christ to abide with Him in heart, mind, and spirit. Cordially in Christ, Russ Sommerfeld, president of the Nebraska District.
Mindful of Reinhold's service, not only to our God, but to our nation, we take this time for military honors. Doris and her family have asked for all of you, if your time permits, to stay with us for a time of fellowship, to come to the lower level below the sanctuary. There we can share and encourage one another around a meal that's been prepared for us, and also with those words of friendship and brotherly and sisterly love. In preparation for that meal, because once we dismiss, they would like you to go on downstairs and start dining, let us join in a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise that by your design you have provided for us daily bread. You've taught us to pray that, to ask for it, and you provide. We give you thanks for the daily bread you provided for Reinhold over 89 years of life. And now you provide again for us today in the meal that's been prepared. We thank you for those whose hearts are servant hearts who have prepared that meal. We ask that you would take that food to strengthen us for service to you and to one another. Bless also the conversations that are held. May the words and the hugs that are shared be used by you to encourage us in the midst of loss and in the reassurance of the resurrection hope. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We rise for the commendation. Confident in the hope of eternal life, let us commend our brother Reinhold to the loving mercy of our Father, who will raise up his body on the last day. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Lord, let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of a reunion with those who die in the faith, and at the last a joyful resurrection to everlasting life. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend Reinhold, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen. At this time, I'd ask all the Concordia faculty and staff and emeriti to please come to the center aisle in preparation for an honor guard.